Well, we've known for quite some time, as I said earlier, that African Americans make up a disproportionate number of HIV and AIDS cases in the United States. The percentages go this way. African Americans are about 12% of the total population in the U.S., but they account for 51% of HIV and AIDS cases. And you would think that black church leaders would be on the forefront of the fight against this particular statistic. However, until now, black church leaders have opposed AIDS activism. Presumably, that's part of their almost universal opposition to gay relationships. That presumably has changed. The National Black Leadership Commission is led by African-American clergy. They convened in Detroit yesterday to draw attention to this very issue, and they also want to promote a congressional bill that they think will help slow infections in at-risk communities. We're joined now by Reverend Horace Sheffield of the New Galilee Baptist Church in Detroit and head of the Detroit chapter on the National AIDS Commission. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
And from Atlanta, Jordan, Dazon Dixon Diallo is the founder and president of Sister Love. That's a women's HIV, AIDS, and reproductive justice organization. Welcome to you.
Good morning, Celeste. Thank you for having me.
Reverend, you described the attitude of black clergy members towards this issue of HIV and AIDS among the black community as woefully silent. I'm wondering if you could explain what you mean by that.
Well, I believe that in the African-American context or congregational context, we've been content on a variety of issues, change circumstances and not change conditions. And therefore, this has been ascribed as a moral issue, as a lapse of judgment, a variety of things, which then in some people's minds justifies no response at all. The face of AIDS has changed. African-American women are most at risk. People who are heterosexual are at an alarming rate contracting HIV/AIDS, and therefore the church cannot sit idly by and do nothing.
So you believe the church has changed this attitude? Or are you hoping to bring more black leaders in?
Well, you know, we've gotten a good number of clergy across the country, Bishop T.D. Jakes and Kelvin Butts in New York and others across the country now recognize that if we don't address this issue, this pandemic, all of the other things that we're concerning ourselves with won't even matter because we won't be here.
Dazon Dixon Diallo from Atlanta, Georgia, can you tell me, can you agree that the black church is a little bit late coming to this issue, and can you explain a little bit what the delay has been caused by?
Sure. I would actually go beyond that and say that they're more than a little bit late coming to the issue, because the epidemic of HIV has actually been in our community since the beginning of the epidemic. We just had a different kind of presence in the public because of the way AIDS was introduced in our own country as mostly related to white gay men. I think that part of the challenge going forward is that, as Reverend Sheffield has just said, of course, African-American women and heterosexuals in the African-American community are at a growing at an alarming rate. However, we still have to recognize that the largest proportion of even folks in the black community who are living with HIV and AIDS are young and middle or more middle-aged men who have sex with men. And so I think that even it's a great thing that the faith leaders are coming to the table, but I think it's going to be an important struggle for them to not just be able to tackle AIDS from a comfortable position of focusing on women and children or on heterosexuals, but these faith leaders are also going to have to really come to the plate and figure out how to address the issue of men who have sex with men and their partners from the pulpit and within their congregation.
Reverend Sheffield, are you prepared with your group to address exactly what Dazon is talking about, the issue of gay relationships in the African-American community?
Well, I think that I've already mentioned, and I tried to, in the notion of concept of changing conditions and not changing circumstances, address that. Our focus is not just on women who are at risk or young people, but all people in our community, everywhere, who are at risk. So, no, I don't have a problem with that. In fact, I have a completely liberal and sometimes often ostracized congregation because I don't think that sexual orientation is even an issue that Jesus addressed. The real question is, what do we do about folks who are hurting? The lepers of the day of Jesus were not necessarily acceptable. They were socially ostracized, yet Jesus identified exactly with people who the mainstream society didn't want anything to do with. So, No, I don't have a problem with MSMs or whoever it is, whoever's hurting, whoever's at risk. Those are the people we have to address and help, and we've got to stop the spiraling spread of HIV/AIDS among all populations within the African-American community.
Dazon, you've been working with this issue for a long time. Can this plan that Reverend Sheffield and his colleagues have to get a congressional bill, can that help slow the rate of infection?
I absolutely think that any increased effort in the community, especially where the epidemic is hitting hardest, will have to help us. But I also want to encourage the black leadership, especially the faith leaders, as Reverend Sheffield just said, is to focus beyond behaviors on a lot of the conditions, the social determinants that actually help exacerbate the epidemic in our communities: poverty, housing, violence, racism, sexism, homophobia, that we have to be addressing the conditions in the environment as well. He's absolutely right.
Okay, well, I think the Reverend will probably be addressing those issues from his own pulpit at the New Galilee Baptist Church in Detroit. Thank you, Reverend Horace Sheffield. He heads the Detroit chapter of the National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS. And Dazon Dixon Diallo is the founder and president of Sister Love. That's a women's HIV/AIDS and reproductive justice organization in Atlanta, Georgia. Coming up, your life in fine print. Little words can have big consequences. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.